on the first three chapters, and that's not a surprise because it's the Rambam and he was organized. So just to review something that we discussed extensively, but it's been a little while, is that there are three basic types of legislative action that the Bezin HaGadol can undertake, all referenced according to Rambam in one pasuk. Al pi haTorah asher yorucha, the Horah relates to the gzeros, takanos, and hanagos. V'al mishpat asher yomru lecha taaseh, those are things that are derived from the midos shetorah nidrash espahem. Lo sasar min hadavar asher yagidu lecha, that's a kabbalah, that's a tradition that they have, which is simply ish mi pi ish, and we discussed all the different variations that come with that. A kabbalah is not very subject to machlokes, drashos, midas hatorah nidrashos, but always subject to machlokes. Then all the complexities involved with gezeros, takanos, and hanhagos: when can they be overturned? When cannot be overturned? Pashtu b'rov hatzibur, lo pashtu b'rov hatzibur. Gadol menu b'chachma v'minyan, ena gadol b'chachma, and all the things that we discussed at some length. Then we discussed, the fourth tnaim of Zaken Mamre, just to review. So the first and most basic tnaim of Zaken Mamre is that it has to be cholek al bezdin hagadol min hamakamahu, when they're in the lishkas hagazis, and it has to be a person who's musmach, and somebody who's a bar hachi, and is able to create the machlokas, and it has to be about a very substantive matter, that he is not just arguing in theory, but in practice. V'ha'ish asher ya'aseh v'zadon, the language of asiya, so he's not just, saying in terms of the lamdos, but he's really presenting a kind of a machlokas, and presenting the possibility of a real schism. So what qualified as a substantive matter? So we had a basic category of davar shechayav min hazdon karish shegigaso chatas, o tfilin, because tfilin is ikar b'divrei Torah, uferusha midivrei sofrim. But the question that we have to get into is, what exactly are the parameters of davar shechayav min hazdon karish shegigaso chatas? So this is where Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, very important discussion. Shechalak al bezdin hagadol, b'davar shechayav min hazdon karish shegigaso chatas, bein shehayu hein osrim v'hu matir, because again, it's not about him being more machmer or more mekel, it's about the machlokes, which is called, and the sanoi hamachlokes, how damaging that can be. He's not saying this is necessarily my idea, but this is simply what I've inherited. If Amar Kach Yibalti Me Rabosa, if Yonorim Kach Nira Veineinu, Shadin Nosein, and they're only saying that, this is what appears to us. In the more obvious case, in the other direction, they're saying, look, this is not a matter of personal svara or collective svara, this is a matter of, what we've inherited, and he's taking the position that he just disagrees all piece svara, certainly in that case. There's a fascinating expansion of the Rambam. What do you mean? How could there be a gezera shechayavin as donekari shigaso chatas? That would seem to be a din d'oraisa. So he's on kigon shehitra chametz biyom arbas rabbi nisan b'shah shishis. Right, we know that there's an isra achila and isra hanoah of chametz mid rabbanim b'shah shishis. Right, that we call that really midivrei sofrim because the rabbis pulled back the din d'oraisa, the ach chilek ach biyom arishon tashbitu sarmi basich. And when the Torah also speaks about los hisbach al chametz dam zivchi. Asru b'hano b'shach chamishis, or is machmer really chametz is mutter b'hano in the fifth hour? That's why tolin es hatruma, etc. Hareza chayav misa v'chein kol kayotze v'zeh. So even though he's cholik on a derabanan, because chametz meikaro is a dinda araisa shechayav in alzdono karo shigazu chatas, that exactly is the shita of the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah makes the following comment here. It's clearly an expansion because it's not, the chametz during the sixth hour, be'achila or hana during the fifth hour is not itself a davar shechayav nozdan okari shigazo chatas, but we're saying anything that relates to that general area. And I should just note before we get to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Lemelech, the Radva says, what's this based on? He says the Rambam is operating a little bit here on his own. And nira sheyatzes el rabbeinu mehadam rav kaina hu amer kachu beinai vehim amrim kachu beinenu kevan shembrau ligzor shashishes bechila ulahater shachamishes bana avu cholik aleim nasizakin mamre kevan diker chametish bokaris, as I suggested, avol pi shibamash nechaku ein bokaris alegzeres chachamim nerag dehatayim ahavi kadesh shelo yirba machlokas b'israel. A very important radvaz, since the idea is shelo yirba machlokas b'israel, we take a relatively expansive definition of the scope. It has to be not necessarily a davar shechayav in al zdono kares, but related to that. And chametz certainly is a davar shechayav in al zdono kares. So the Kesef Mishnah makes an important comment where the Mishnah Lamelech picks right up. So the Kesef Mishnah says, V'cheinim chalak olim b'gzerim b'nekzeris, davar zeh pashat pa'atzor, shekeban shemekadish chametz, as we learned just 2 years ago, in his bar b'divir Rabbeinu b'helchos ishos, harei machlokes zeh b'davar shechayav in al zdono kares shigaso chatos. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say, no, not like the Radvaz, that because the whole mechayav is kedesh lo yirbe machlokes yisrael, we take an expansive definition and we allow for a davar sheikaro chayav in al zdono kares. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, this itself has kares implications. Why? Because once you accept the yisid rabbanan of chametz b'sha shishis, so mekadesh b'chametz b'sha shishis, this is a sugya of the chite kord naisa, right? So since we're going to say in choshes in the kiddushav, so that's already a matter that touches on an iser kares, of course, because of her status or lack of status as an ishus ish, she would go and marry somebody else. So he's making the argument that it's not just an expansion, a rabbinic expansion of davar sheikaro chayav im alzdono kares, but the Kesef Mishnah wants to suggest that it's really actually a davar ba'atzmo shechayav im alzdono kares because of the issue of mekadesh. But again, that's a whole big machlokas there in terms of chite chordanaisa. It's Isman derabanan, it's chametz derabanan. So two derabanans. What if you had only one derabanan? Machlokas there between Rashi and Tosos. So the Mishnah Melech jumps in on this. He says, "Kasev Maran bechesev Mishnah davar zeh pashut ba'atzmo." This is a very obvious thing, right? That's what the Kesef Mishnah just said because of the sugya of chite chordanaisa. Umay de pshite le Maran, pshite le Ramban behefach. Right, it says, but you know, it's so obvious to the Kesef Mishnah, where it was obvious to the Ramban, exactly in the opposite direction, as we know from that sugya. Shekasa b'sharash yamitah sharish rishon davar baruhu she'enu naasezak in mamrei al shal divrei klal. And the Ramban rejected this idea entirely that it has to be a davar shachayav im alzdono kares v'shigas ochatas mina Torah, and not rabbinic expansions thereof. There are no possibility of zak in mamrei when you're dealing with dvarim that are in Issa de Rabbanan, even if they're in Issa de Rabbanan, which is an expansion of the Raisa. Avihir Balahashim al Rabbeinu Bechasa Besovdarav, Sheim Kidesh Adam Bechametz, Mishesha Oslamala, Uba Acher Vekitcha, Bekidushin Gemurin, Vehora Hazakain, Sheim Buteris the Rishon, right? And the Zakain comes along and says, she's permitted to the first one. Vyasur Lashani, Ulachol Adam, Vehemorishi Shehi Ashes Ashani, right, based on the Xerah de Rabbanan, so he's challenging that. Afal P, Shehitur Davish, Zono Kares, Vishigaso Chatas Mamish, right, even though that will have a direct Kares implication, because the halacha accords with the Chachamim, that really the first Kiddushin is no Kiddushin at all. Kevan, Shein Machloksa, Melo Machma, Shaldi Vrayim, the Rabban says, but since the Machlokas of the Zakin Mamre was on the de Rabbanan aspect of the issue, namely Chametz Mishal Shishis, so Eino Nase Zakin Mamre de lo Karinan Bey al Pi HaTorah Asher Yorucha. So again, this is a major machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam, you know, whether one is allowed to expand from Dvar Mishabitar Shachayav Malzdona Kari Shigesochatas to things you know, that are rabbinic expansions thereof. So the Mishnah Lamelech points out a very important Ramban to contrast it. And the Radvaz's explanation of the Rambam really does ring true to me, though, because the Rambam saw the whole Mechayiv as Kadesh Lo Yirba Machlokas B'Yisrael. So, you know, that becomes the basis for a dramatic expansion for Dinim de Rabbanan that touch on Adavar Sheikaro, you know, Min HaTorah V'Chayavin Al Zedono Karis. Very important issue. Bezrat Hashem, we will pick it up there tomorrow.